The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. If you thought potatoes were just those boring spuds found in bags in grocery stores, think again. Potatoes have a rich history and continue to be at the forefront of controversy around the world. This common global food has been the center of mass migrations of people and lawsuits challenging multinational corporations. Not bad for a little Andean spud. Yes, potatoes do hail from the Andes, but they're now grown worldwide. What we know as the white round potato is really just one possible color and shape for potatoes. We've all seen red, blue, and finger-shaped varieties in the markets. The beauty is all these varieties can be easily grown in your garden. Try the Adirondack Blue or Adirondack Red varieties for their colorful skin and flesh color. For a taste treat, grow fingerling varieties. Swedish Peanut and Rosefin are two varieties that have dry flesh, small shape, and are great for roasting. There are even varieties that are high in protein and vitamin C, such as Butte, and one that repels the Colorado potato beetle. King Harry is not genetically modified. It has hairy leaves that potato beetles don't like laying eggs on. The result is a delicious potato crop without needing sprays. If you think you need acres to grow potatoes, you don't. Using potato grow bags one summer, I was able to grow 13 pounds of spuds in a 3-foot diameter grow bag. That's a lot of baked potatoes and a great way to grow spuds in a small space. So include some unusual potatoes in your garden this summer. Many varieties will last into winter with proper storage, and you'll be making colorful mashed potatoes for the holidays. And now for this week's tip. If you haven't already, start your onion seeds indoors. Growing onions from seed allows you to grow different varieties, and it's easier than you think. They need 8 to 10 weeks of indoor growing before transplanting into the garden. Keep them well watered and grow them under lights. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about veronicas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.